Hello?
Hey, B, it's Mom. What's happening?
Not much. Just having a good Labor Day. How about you guys?
Oh, we're having a good Labor Day. We're just kind of relaxing. Oh, we went and got a pedicure. And then we're going to go bike riding and go swimming. And then, I don't know, Butler, I'm kind of sad. Labor Day makes me sad. I'm sad to leave the summer behind.
Me too.
And then you have to get back to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember, because I hate fall, and I remember Grandma Downs always hated fall.
Yeah,
and
hated
I remember
it.
We went to visit her, and she was almost 100. And you were trying to make conversation with her. You were saying, oh, Grandma Downs, how are you? It's so nice out. It's nice and crisp. Don't you love fall? And she just turned to you and goes, I hate fall.
That was Grandma Downs for you.
Yeah,
I love her. Bless her heart.
I hate fall.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a downer because even though you work during the summer, there's more of a light spirit
exactly.
to it.
Yeah.
And you get back to work, and it's the gruel of get the job done, competition, can I make it? You know what I'm saying.
It definitely accelerates toward the end of the year, too, because for us, at least, people have to either use up their budget so it can be renewed next year. So it gets really busy at the end of the year as people try to, tack on extra projects. So we do definitely get a nice lull in the summer, and then it gets kind of fast and furious.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've got a speaking engagement on Friday, and I'm excited about that. I love doing that. But at the same time, then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had a speaking engagement all summer. Can I do it? Will I do it? And I think, can I remember all my stuff? Let me study up. And then I think, man, I'm too old for this. Are you sure I can do it?
But, I was thinking the other day, and because I do the same thing, kind of comparing myself to other people, hoping I'm doing a good job. And there was a great, I can't remember who did the talk, but it was a design talk. Specifically about design, called Stop Looking Sideways. That being, don't look to what logos are being done to the left and right of you, or how Company A and Company B are rebranding. Just look at the task in front of you and do it accordingly. And I think that's a pretty good piece of advice, sure, for design, but also for life in general. Because if you're always comparing yourself to how person A or B does, you're not going to have any time to focus on yourself.
And you can't look forward,
most importantly, yeah.
Yeah, if you're always looking back, you're going to turn to a pillar of salt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, we can look back, but don't stare.
Right, don't dwell on it.
And if you're always looking sideways, do you really see the path in front of you? But I think the reason we look sideways, am I doing as good a job as the people I work with or my competitors or whatever, you know?
I think so. It's a way of quick self-evaluation that's not always, I don't think it's always a good sampling.
Yeah, I think... Okay, there's a part of it. I mean, I think competition is important to a certain extent.
Sure.
Hold on, I gotta let the dogs out. Y'all go on out there. Enjoy this day. I think competition is a good thing in a lot of ways because, it keeps us motivated. It keeps us going forward. It keeps us on
Absolutely.
Our toes. But when we fall into that place that I think I'm lesser than, I think that's what's destructive.
I think it's a bit of that, and there's also a part where you can start to spend more time dwelling on your performance versus the person next to you as opposed to looking at how you're doing.
Exactly. And instead of finding the fire within, you're looking at the fire around you, you know?
Yeah.
And you've got to always look at what motivates me, what am I good at, where do I excel? And I think a big part of it is accepting our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
When I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at, I can say, well, they're better at that than I am, but I'm better at this than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts down on the competition, and we can take joy in other people's successes and take joy in our successes and know, you know what, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. We all have our stars and warts. And what are mine? And you have to concentrate and dwell on what are my strengths and how am I going to use them to make this world a better place.
I also think that if you spend too much time looking sideways, it's impossible to work as a team. That you can't be a team
Ooh.
Player if you are constantly judging yourself by these people.
I like that. So if you're always looking sideways, you can't look as a team that's moving forward. Yeah.
And
I like that, Dave.
I also think you would also miss... One of the things I like about the people I work with, they're all really talented, and there's always something to learn from them. And if you're too busy trying to best them, you can't take away those nice bits of knowledge that they can impart.
Absolutely. If you've always got to be the winner, you're always making somebody else the loser.
Right.
But if you work together and you learn from one another, you're all winners. Oh, wait. I don't think we're all winners, but do you know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
You know, I mean, you know, I don't believe in that. I participated, so I get an award. But what I'm trying to say is if you've always got to be the winner and you've always got to put somebody down, then you're making losers out of people, which I don't agree with. I think working together is better. Oh, wait, learning from others.
Exactly. And I think you can still be fueled by a competitive spirit to always want to do your best and so on and so forth. But I don't think that has to be necessarily against the people around you.
Well, does this speak to something about self-esteem?
I think it does. I think people that look around them and spend too much of their time trying to beat, you know, the person to their left and their right are innately self-conscious and have probably low self-esteem. And that's the only way they can sort of validate themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And, you know... To stop and think, what am I good at? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? It takes a lot of energy to do that because you've really got to dig deep. But that's to know yourself better.
Well, and I had a question for you because we can all get caught in this looking to our left, looking to our right, and comparing ourselves. How do you stop and break the cycle? If you can at least stop and realize that you're doing it, how do you stop and reframe?
You know, I think when you look to your right or your left or you look sideways as you're talking, you think, God, they're doing a great job with that design. They're doing a great job with that design. They're doing this. Instead of just thinking about it, if you walk to the side and you say, man, you're doing a great job. That looks wonderful. Man, I really admire what you're doing. When you say that out loud and you give them that compliment, they're going to say, and how can I help you with your design? Does that make sense?
That does. And I think maybe that's what you're not expecting as well when you're locked in that cycle of comparing. You start to see these people as the enemy. and not as colleagues and people that can really help you.
But you, yeah, and to open your mind and say, they're colleagues, I respect them, I like them. And anytime we go to another person and we compliment them and we say, that's great, I have confidence in you, it's even going to get better, and man, that's wonderful, it builds a relationship with them that not only we don't compete, but we build each other up.
Yeah.
And, gosh, just think, to build somebody else up only makes us a stronger foundation.
I think so, too. Yeah.
You know, and I think we all look sideways, and there is competition in the world, and it's always going to be. But the thing we have to avoid is something called jealousy.
Right.
Jealousy will kill you.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, to be happy for another is so much more motivating, and to be happy for another is so much more peaceful than to be jealous.
Absolutely. Party like a rock star, hit 'em with the hot bars, fast like a NASCAR.